The Deer Slayer by James Fenimore Cooper. Preface to the Leatherstocking Tales. This series of stories, which has obtained the name of The Leatherstocking Tales, has been written in a very desultory and inartificial manner. The order in which the several books appeared was essentially different from that in which they would have been presented to the world, had the regular course of their incidents been consulted. In The Pioneers, the first of the series written, the Leatherstocking is represented as already old, and driven from his early haunts in the forest by the sound of the axe and the smoke of the settler. The Last of the Mohicans, the next book in the order of publication, carried the readers back to a much earlier period in the history of our hero, representing him as middle-aged, and in the fullest vigor of manhood. In The Prairie, his career terminates, and he is laid in his grave. There it was originally the intention to leave him, in the expectation that, as in the case of the human mass, he would soon be forgotten. But a latent regard for this character induced the author to resuscitate him in The Pathfinder, a book that was not long after succeeded by The Deer Slayer, thus completing the series as it now exists. While the five books that have been written were originally published in the order just mentioned, that of the incidents, insomuch as they are connected with the career of their principal character, is, as has been stated, very different. Taking the life of the Leatherstocking as a guide, The Deer Slayer should have been the opening book, for in that work he is seen just emerging into manhood, to be succeeded by The Last of the Mohicans, The Pathfinder, The Pioneers, and The Prairie. This arrangement embraces the order of events, though far from being that in which the books at first appeared. The Pioneers was published in 1822, The Deer Slayer in 1822.